This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
This story is going viral, and I want you to weigh in on this conversation. A woman wants to get a new phone, but her fiance told her, wait, because my parents want to buy you a new one for Christmas. Do you think she should wait for that Christmas present? Or it's like, she needs a phone, she should get a phone, and they can get her a different Christmas present. 855-444-MEGA, 855-444-6342. Story's going viral because she had posted about it, and I'm going to be honest with you guys, majority of people are siding with her, just so you know.
What? Okay. I see it.
A woman is planning on buying herself a new phone. I guess her phone hasn't been working. It hasn't been working for a while. It keeps not functioning right, and her fiance said, wait, my parents are planning on getting you a new phone for Christmas. Wait till Christmas. And she said, no, I can buy myself a new phone. There's no financial obligation to your parents to do it. I need it. I'm going to get it. And it sparked a huge conversation and got them into a fight. 855-444-6342. Whose side are you on? Should she wait or should she get herself a phone?
She definitely needs to wait and let the parents gift it to her. I think that she's giving major brat vibes if she goes out and buys the phone when she knows she's going to be getting it as a gift. That's very sweet that her partner's parents would buy her that. That's a big gift. And if she knows it's coming, she should wait.
I agree with Hannah.
Wow.
And I say that as someone who had a really broken phone for a really long time where things were lagging. Like I would click one button, it would take 5 seconds to open. I think that you can put up with that for a couple more weeks because that is a really big present for someone to gift you. And I think it's okay to wait.
This is why I hate gift giving with adults. There is no need to wait. She can afford a phone. Go get a phone. Why? Why does this person?
Well, then there shouldn't have been a problem where she needed a new one from someone else. Then
it just feels like a weird. This is what the problem with adults. When you give a gift to a kid, they enjoy it, they love it, they play with it, they're surprised. When you give a gift to an adult, it just feels so transactional. Like, I need a phone, so I got to wait 3 weeks, 4 weeks for a phone. I can't do my job all because his parents
are doing something thoughtful for her.
How?
Well, they are.
Making her wait four weeks to get something she already can buy herself?
It's good because the gift is something she actually needs.
Right.
You know?
Like she can buy it herself.
They're trying to help her.
She's saying, I can buy it myself. You guys, give me something that you think is
actually
thoughtful.
Well, then she should have got a new phone before it started sucking.
Well,
it's not a thoughtful gift if she can't use it. A thoughtful gift is like, hey, I know you and I'm thinking about you. This is a practical gift.
Yes.
And if she can buy it, she can use it practically. This is not a thoughtful gift. It's a practical gift.
Yeah, it's weird.
Those can be one and the same.
Is thoughtful about it?
They're trying to help her out. They're like, hey, we know that your phone has been lagging and having problems. We want to take the stress off of it and gift it to you.
I think of you as a crappy iPhone. Yeah. That's so thoughtful.
That a lot of people say that about me. If someone wants to gift me a phone, I will wait however long you need.
But what is thoughtful?
But you have
what
one.
I think of an iPhone, you look like a square.
Every time you use that phone, you'll think of the parents.
That was so sweet.
It's a gift that she needs almost immediately. We don't know what she does for a living. We don't know how important it is. But we know in our own line of work, it's like, hey, if I don't have a phone, I can't do my job.
No, so she's giving brat to me.
I don't feel that way. And I also think she's probably also thinking, too, okay, you give it to me for Christmas, and then everybody else who's got new phones, they've got to go to the Apple stores or whatever to get these things activated. That even takes longer. So it's even more of a wait. If you give me an early Christmas gift, we can get this done. And I'll love your parents even more because I can use it now.
Yeah. 855-444-MEGA. Jump in on this conversation. Woman wants to get a new iPhone. She can buy a new iPhone. Should she be allowed to go and get herself an iPhone? Or does she have to wait for Christmas because her fiance said, well, that's what my parents are getting you, and now you need to wait.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
5-5-4-4-4-6-3-4-2. Jump in on this conversation on the gift-giving experience between a fiancé and their family. Weigh in on this conversation. A woman is in an argument with her fiancé because she wants to get a new phone. Phone is busted. She can't use it. And her fiancé said, well, wait, my parents want to get you a new phone for Christmas. And she's like, I can buy my own phone. I need a phone. They can give me something else for Christmas. I don't want a phone from them.
I don't want to wait.
855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. Whose side are you on? Hannah, you clearly think the woman is being a brat about this.
Yeah, I think she is being bratty. You know, sometimes I know what I'm getting for Christmas, but I just have to wait like everybody else.
It's a thing that you need every single day. And so if she can't function or do her job or get through life because everything is on her phone, then she shouldn't have to wait because someone is holding her gift over her head.
Well, AB and I are getting flamed on the text line.
Oh, no.
Someone says, there is no way Hannah and AB actually feel this way if they were in this position. Brett, take their phones away until Christmas.
Yes. Great point. Thank you. Genius. You
do function. I know that right. I'm getting a new phone in return?
Yes. I will take your phone away for the next three. This story came out like a week ago, and so this probably started happening. So for a month, I will hold your phone, and in 1 month, I'll hand you a brand new iPhone 17, whatever the newest one is.
I could do that in a heartbeat.
Let's do it.
You're going to buy me a new phone?
I don't know.
He's like, Verizon. You're like, sure. He's taking it all back
now. I have friends over at Verizon, so I might, let me call them and see. Okay. Jenny, do you think they should take the phone?
No, I do not.
Okay.
Run.
Away. Why?
So from experience, my in-laws bought my husband and I a new washer and dryer. They said, we'll get you one for Christmas. Yours is broken. We said, great, thank you. How generous. Here's the one we want. They got the one they wanted us to have. And it broke a year later. And then we still had to buy a new one because the one they wanted us to have wasn't the right one.
Sure.
Oh, wow.
That is really unfortunate.
And
I feel like it's a little bit of a different situation, though.
Why?
Because she didn't say they're giving me a phone I didn't want.
Yeah,
no, but, like if you have a request for an iPhone and they give you a Samsung,
I think
that's totally different.
I think it's more about then they're in control of something that's so important to you. They're the one giving you the gift, whether it's a washer, dryer, or the phone or anything. They're the one. And so same thing, like AB, I'll get you a new phone and I would hold it over your head too. But like, remember when I bought AB a phone and you'd be like, you're going to bring this up?
You would hold that over my head.
That's what these in-laws are going to do. That's how it is with these in-laws, man. I'm telling you.
Or they're just being nice.
Jen, do you think you should do it with the in-laws? Should she wait to get the phone?
I think she should wait. The in-law relationship is so tough that this is not a hill to die on.
We don't need to add fuel to the fire.
Yeah. Exactly. Just let them buy you a new phone. She said it's working. It's just not working up to par. So let... deal with it for 2 weeks and then have your in-laws be thankful and just enjoy life with them.
There we go. Great response.
Joy, you said this always happens to you with your in-laws where they want to buy something that you're like, I can buy it myself, and they want to be the one in control of buying it for you?
Yeah. So, I mean, they're always very generous around the Christmas time. And if I ever share like, oh, something broke, or I'm looking at getting myself this, they're like, wait for Christmas. And I'm like, oh, it's September and I want it now type thing.
Yes.
So I have to say I go with you, Brett.
Thank you.
If it's not working for par, you know, these phones we do use, if it's just for addiction or if it's for work, you know, we're using them on a daily basis. So
first off,
probably wants one that works.
I do think this is what the gift giving problem with adults is. Like, adults can buy their own gifts, get what you want, because then it's just not, it doesn't even feel special. If you're like, I already know, I don't want it, then you just wait to open a Christmas, like, thanks, I already knew it. Super awkward.
Yeah.
But what's more awkward, Joy, than that gift exchange is, why did you say, like, I guess I go with you?
I know.
Like,
did you hear the disappointment in her voice?
Yeah. What was
I
up
love
with that.
What
was up with that, Joy?
You know, I usually side with Hannah on these
Thank
things.
You, Joy.
So. Joey, whatever, okay.
Yeah, it's a Christmas miracle.
Yeah, it's a Christmas miracle.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.